We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular.
Today's show is titled Wanda the Witch.
Woo-hoo!
If you enjoy this episode, then be sure to subscribe, rate, and review Story Spectacular on your podcast app.
Who wants a story?
Welcome to Story Spectacular, the silly story show you can take on the go. Listen along in the bathtub, while you're eating breakfast, or even while you're riding on a broomstick. I'm your host, Angie. Today we will meet a very enchanting witch named Wanda, who is busy preparing for a Halloween party. I wonder who we will meet and what sorts of spellbinding things we will see. Let's begin this bewitching story now. Wanda the Witch. There was once an old witch named Wanda.
Nice to eat you! Meet you!
Wanda the Witch lived in a shabby chic castle way up on the hill with her black cat named Jinx. One morning, Wanda woke up in her old straw bed and looked at the calendar.
Oh, Jinxy Cat, do you know what day it is?
Meow?
It's All Hallows' Eve, my favorite day of the year, and I want to have a big celebration for all my dear friends.
Wanda and Jinx the Cat spent all morning spiffing up the castle with decorations for the party.
I want cobwebs over here in this corner.
Huh?
Yes, that looks nice. And let's put those dead flowers in that broken vase over there. Oh, how lovely! Let's see, what else do we need?
Meow!
Wanda scratched her chin and thought for a moment.
Ah, of course, refreshments! I will serve my guests my finest fried crickets and sparkling spider juice. Oh, and we'll have to set up a cauldron of water over here so our friends can bob for rotten apples. This will be great fun!
Meow!
Wanda and Jinx gathered all of the refreshments, arranging each party favor with care. Wanda the Witch looked around.
What do you think, Jinx?
Meow!
You're right. Something is still missing. I know. We're going to need music for dancing, of course.
Wanda rolled out her old music box and dusted off all of her favorite records.
Stevie Broomsticks, Donna Autumn. Oh, and of course, we'll need to listen to Michael Jack-O-Lantern.
Wanda the Witch put on a record and her bright red dance shoes, then started to boogie.
I need to practice my moves before the big party later. How do you like my dancing, Jinxie Cat?
Meow.
Oh, perhaps you're right. I guess I am a little dusty when it comes to dancing, but I want to impress my guests. They will be here any minute. What should I do?
Meow?
That's it, Jinxie Cat. I'll put a magic spell on my shoes so they will make me the best dancer.
Wanda the Witch pulled out her magic wand and said the magic words.
Hocus pocus. There, now that should do the trick. When the music starts playing, my feet will start dancing.
Meow!
Wanda was so excited for the party.
Woohoo!
Just then, the doorbell rang. It was Harry the Werewolf.
Oh, hiya, Harry. Long time no scare.
Oh, hiya, Wanda. It's so good to see you, my witchy friend.
Glenda the Goblin arrived next.
Here's a basket of rotten eggs for you, Wanda.
Oh, thank you, Glenda.
I had a hard time not gobbling them up on the way over.
Oh, Glenda, you're so funny. Come on in, old friend.
Next came Frank and the Monster.
Hi, Wanda.
Followed by Igor the Vampire.
Greetings.
And Mumbles the Mummy. One by one, the guests arrived at Wanda the Witch's castle. They began to partake in the festivities.
What delicious snacks, Wanda.
Yeah, great party.
It seems like all the guests are enjoying themselves, Jinxie Cat. How about we get things really swinging?
Uh-huh.
You put on a record and I'll put on my dancing shoes.
Uh-huh.
Wanda laced up the red shoes that she had enchanted earlier with a dancing spell. Jinx the cat played a record on the music box.
Woohoo!
I love this song. Let's dance, everyone.
Wanda the Witch made her way onto the dance floor and began to kick and twirl, shimmy and shake.
Wow, look at Wanda go!
What fancy footwork!
Wanda did all of the coolest dance moves. She did the licorice twist, the monster mashed potato, and the smashing pumpkin. Everyone was having so much fun dancing. But just then, Frank and the Monster bumped into the music box.
Oh, clumsy me. I'm still learning how to walk.
The record began to speed up, and Wanda started to dance faster and faster.
Slow down, Wanda. You might hurt yourself.
Oh no, I can't slow down. My shoes won't stop moving.
Wanda kept dancing frantically around.
Help me, Jinxie Cat, do something!
Meow!
Jinx leaped over to the music box and scratched the record with her paw. The music stopped playing and Wanda's shoes stopped dancing.
Phew, thank goodness. You saved the day, Jinxie. Good job doing the cat scratch.
Meow!
Wanda took off her enchanted shoes.
I'll never wear these foolish things again.
Oh, Wanda, you don't need them.
Yeah, I like the old rusty dusty way you used to dance.
Oh, thank you kindly, friends. Speaking of which, why don't we get back to dancing? Play the record, Jinxie Cat.
Wanda the Witch danced the rest of the night in her bare feet along with Jinx the Cat and all of her friends in the shabby chic castle on the hill.
Ooh,
way to go, Wanda. I'm glad that Jinx saved the day and you were able to enjoy a fabulous party with all of your friends. You can join in on all the fabulous festivities too in the Story Spectacular Facebook group. See original illustrations from each episode and post some original artwork of your own. Tell us all about your favorite Halloween costume and join in on all the fun. Together we will have a spectacular time just like Wanda the Witch.
Woohoo!
And speaking of fun times, Digger the Dog is back to tell us some silly jokes about Halloween.
His name is Digger and he likes to tell jokes.
My name is Digger and I like to tell jokes.
Hi, Digger.
Happy Halloween, Angie.
Thanks, my friend. Do you have some jokes to share with us today?
I sure do. What did the skeleton say when it sat down for dinner?
What did the skeleton say when it sat down for dinner?
Bon appetit! Yum, yum, I just love a good bone dinner too. Why was the baby ghoul crying?
Oh dear, why was the baby ghoul crying?
Because it had a boo-boo. Hey Angie, do you know what my favorite Halloween party game is?
No, what is it?
Hide and shriek.
Let's play it real quick. Go hide and I'll find you.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Ready or not, here I come. Found you, Digger. You are just so funny and enchanting, Digger the Dog. Come back again soon and tell us some more funny jokes.
Sure thing. Goodbye for now.
His name is Digger and he likes to tell jokes.
My name is Digger and I like to tell jokes.
Today's episode about Halloween was wicked fun.
Woo-hoo!
We heard about Wanda the Witch and her wonderful party. She wore magic shoes that wouldn't stop dancing until Jinx the Cat scratched the record and made the music stop. I don't know about you, but I got a real kick out of Wanda the Dancing Witch.
Woohoo!
We also heard some silly jokes about Halloween from our friend Digger the Dog. I would sum up today's show with one word: bewitching!
Story Spectacular!
Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. You can learn more about the show and purchase original children's books at storyspectacular.com. Would you like a free ebook of Digger's daily routine? Go to storyspectacular.com and sign up for the Story Squad at the bottom of the homepage. It's free to join, and you will also get access to song downloads and printable activity pages.
Spectacular!
And don't forget to check out Story Spectacular on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Stay up to date with all of your friends, and together we will have a spectacular time sharing stories. Thanks for listening.
See you next Halloween.
Yeah.